We were discussing last week the Parshios of Tazria Metzora. We pointed out the various comments of the Ramban regarding Kedushas Haaretz. The Ramban in Vayikra Yud Gimel Mem Zayin, where the Ramban comments that it's clear that when we're dealing with Negei Begadim, Negei Batim, that is something that is not at all B'derach HaTeva. All of that is clearly an onesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. And the reason this is true is because Eretz Yisrael is considered to be the magnificent term the Rabban uses, Nachlas Hashem. And as a result, the bar is raised, the expectations are higher, and there's certain consequences that will apply in Eretz Yisrael that don't apply in Chutz Laaretz itself. And the Rabban writes something also which is stunning, and that is that it's not only limited to Eretz Yisrael, but it's only La'achar Yerusha the Yeshiva. It didn't apply immediately when Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, but only after they were able to fully settle and fully divide, apparently because that settlement, that division of Eretz Yisrael, Al Yedei Knesset Yisrael, is considered to be part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael itself. When you look at the Ramban and Parshas Achrimos, I asked you to take a look at that last week, Yirches Chafei, right? That's where the Ramban writes, V'taki ha'aretz es yoshveha, that imagine that Averos will be violated, and literally, that the land is going to expel you. The land is going to literally vomit you out because the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate such Avera. And what's surprising is that the context of the Averos that the Torah is speaking about in Parshas Achrimos, and then later in Parshas Kedoshim, Perachav, are the Parshios of Arayos. Arayos. We're not dealing with Mitzvos Hatzlias Baretz. We're dealing with something that is the most universal. Arayos Yehreg Vayavor, Ben Beretz Yisrael, Ben B'chutz Laaretz. So it tells you something that, even though, yes, it's true, there's a certain select group of mitzvahs that apply in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs HaTloyos Baretz, but by virtue of the fact that Eretz Yisrael has that Tosefes Kedusha, that's impactful, that informs not only mitzvahs HaTloyos Baretz, but that's something that's relevant to all the mitzvahs. That's exactly what the Ramban writes, Yud Ches Chafei, that Masho of Amela Shokal Sal Ishto, and that the Malka leaves the palace of the king, but she still anticipates her return. And the Ramban calls the Pasuk in Yirmi Yilam Aralach, Hatzivilach Tziyunim, that you have to have a roadmap in order to get back to Eretz Yisrael. So clear from what the Ramban writes that Mitzvah Satzliya Sparetz is one limited indicator of the Tosefes Kedusha. And the Tosefes Kedusha is something that is pervasive, that applies to each and every mitzvah. That in Parshas Emor, we'll have to discuss this next week. Now we've been discussing a lot in terms of Kedushas Kohen, right? Trumos and Maestros and the like, Shevet Levi. But when the Torah begins Parshas Emor, and it tells us that there's a Tosefes Kedusha that the Kohen has, so the Torah tells us, Lanefesh lo yitama ba'amav, that's very mistaber, no? That's a mitzvah, which is muteles al ha-kohen. So if you want to indicate the kedusha of the kohen, you know what I'm going to tell you? There's certain things that the kohen cannot do that others are allowed to do. That's a great indicator of a tosefes kedusha. What's so surprising is that as Parshas Emor continues, the Torah tells us, Ufa'asa kanim lo yigalechu. Ufa'asa kanim lo yigalechu. Then what do you mean? Then this Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah, no? That's an issur that's not limited to the kohen. To remove the Peyas HaRosh and the Peyas HaZaka, that applies to every male. So here you have in these parashios where the Torah emphasizes that Isser, the Isser of Hakafa, Makif, Nikaf, and all of a sudden, Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us, you're a Kohen, be careful, Fasa Karam Lo Yigalechu. That's very surprising. I will tell you the answer is exactly the same. That the mitzvos that are unique to the Kohen indicate the Tosefes Kedusha that a Kohen has, no doubt, but you know what? Venishito Kedusha Bakula. That Tosefes Kedusha informs even shared mitzvos, even universal mitzvos. Arayos is different in Eretz Yisrael than it is in Chutz Laaretz. And when a Kohen goes in and engages in Giluach, that is a more Chomor Avera than a Yisrael engaging in Giluach. Even though it's true that Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael are all bound by Ufa'as Sakanim, Yigalechu, Lahalacha. If Yisrael engages in Giluach, it's an Yisrael Lav. If a Kohen engages in Giluach, it's a Lav and an essay. Kedoshim Yiyu, no? Okay, it's more Chamor Aveira. That's the Sidin of Amos. And Afei, when it comes to Giluach HaMetzora, the Gemara writes, it's not such a Kiddush that Yisrael engages in Giluach, because even if there's a lav, it's part of the Tara Sametzorah, Hesed Ochalos Hesed. But it's a very great Chiddush when the Kohen engages in Giluach, because Giluach for a Kohen is a lav and an essay. And we normally assume in Hesed Ochalos Hesed Vesey. But you see, the takeaway is something which is striking. Even a shared, universal Isser, it's more chamor for the Kohen. If you have certain averos that are limited to Eretz Yisrael, but that indicates a Tosefes Kedusha, and that is something that is absolutely pervasive. So it's important to understand Kedusha Saretz, not merely in terms of Mitzvah Satliyas Baretz, but Mitzvah Satliyas Baretz as being an indicator of the broadest, to the broadest sense of a Kedusha Haaretz. When we speak about a sense of Kedusha, I've often mentioned this, again, based on Daf Yud Zayin, that there are two different models of Kedusha. There's the Kedusha of Shabbos, there's the Kedusha of Yantav. The Kedusha of Shabbos, the language of the Gemara is Mekadesh HaKayim. It's fixed, it's set. Now that's Mekadesh HaShabbos. When it comes to the Kedusha of Yantav, that is very, very different. That is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, the role of Knesset Yisrael to be Mekadesh. And these are examples of two very different forms of a Kedusha which, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically does, independent of the Niyug of Knesset Yisrael. And then you have a second model of Kedusha, which is literally Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. And usually you point to that different Shabbos as opposed to Yantif. There is a Ramban. The Ramban is found in Aseres HaDibros, that's in Shmos, Perachav, Pasuk Ches, and Zoches Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. You know what? We discussed this in the past, the mitzvah of Kiddush, no? We have a chiyuv of Kiddush. What exactly do we accomplish by making Kiddush? What exactly do we do? You know, the Rambam writes in Perachav Tesef, Ocha Shabbos, Zochriyo Zichira Shevach V'Kiddush. You know what? That we're mishabeach the Shabbos. We set Shabbos apart from the Yimei HaChol. Okay, take a look at that Ramban. It's something that's striking. The Ramban writes the following, that Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho means we're Mekadesh the Shabbos. We're Mekadesh the Shabbos. Wow. What exactly does that mean? Ramban writes, Ki'inyan, something which is striking, V'kidashtem eshnas ha-chamishim shana. Just like Yovel. Just like Yovel. That's so surprising, no? Shabbos is like Yovel. Shabbos is like Yovel. The Ramban writes that just like when it comes to Yovel, V'kidashtem, when it comes to Shabbos, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. I would argue, isn't that unusual? No. Yovel requires a Kiddush Bezdin. Yovel requires Kiddush Bezdin. We don't have Yovel Bezman Hazeh, because we don't have that Kiddush Bezdin. Kiddush Bezdin. But the fascinating machlokas, the Rambam and the Gonim, Perek Yud of the Shemitah of Yovel, whether our calendar even includes a Yovel year. You're such a thing. Such a machlokas, no? We don't have Nihuge Yovel, but do we have Yovel on our calendar? Midaraisa, right? The series of the years is a 50-year cycle. A 50-year cycle. This man is that we don't have Yovel. Is it a 50-year cycle or is it a 49-year cycle? No, that's the Machlokas the Rambam and the Gaonim. Whether you go 48, 49, 1 or 48, 49, 51. No, that's an incredible Machlokas. No, because it throws everything off. No? If you have to plug in a 50th year, it throws off the whole cycle of everything. No, that's an incredible, incredible Machlokas. Without a Kiddush Bezdin, we don't have Nihuge Yovel, and maybe we don't even have the Yovel year. That's something which is stunning, because we Kiddushtem, Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekadesh HaKayimah. So on what level is the Ramban telling us, that, you know what, that Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho is Ki'inyan V'Kiddushtem Eshnas HaChamishim Shana. The answer of Pashut Pshat is as follows, that you know what, there must be, right, even a third model, where there's a shiluv, there's a convergence, there's a confluence of two elements of Kedusha. You know, I'll give you an example, right? This is not Kedusha, but this is Shemitas Ksafim, but it's an important example, an important model, right? The Sigin Gittin Daf Mem Zayin, that the Mordechai writes explicitly. Now, what we always assume, the Sof HaShviyas cancels debts. Sof HaShviyas cancels debts. No, of course. No? Shemitas Ksafim. So the Mordechai is bothered by the following. There is a Gemara clear, no? Gittin Daf Mem Zayin. That you know what? The Pasuk says, Bezed Devar HaShmita. Devar HaShmita. A handful of cases in Shas, where the Gemara interprets the term Devar to mean Dibur. So what does that mean? V'zeh devar hashmita. V'zeh devar hashmita. Oh, so the Gemara says, you know what that means. When Shvius comes to an end, and Hamachzer Chov, the Lova, goes ahead and attempts to pay back the Malva has to state Mishamet Anivach. I hereby cancel the debt. I hereby cancel the debt. So is that really necessary? That's the Mordechai. We'll take a look at the Mordechai. You know, it's stunning. Gittin Perek Dalet, Os Shin Pei. The Mordechai is stunning. The Mordechai writes the following. The debt is necessarily, automatically canceled. So Shvius cancels alone. So why in the world do I, the Malva, have to say Mishamet Anibach? Why do I have to say Mishamet Anibach? Well, that's the Mordechai's kasha. Why do you have to do such a thing? It's superfluous. The debt is canceled. The debt is canceled. Why indeed do you have to do that? I'll tell you like an incredible chiddush of the Yireim. The Yireim is in Reish Ayin Ches, where the Yireim writes such a chiddush. You ready for this? Shvius does not cancel debts. Doesn't cancel the debt. The debt exists before Shemitah, during Shemitah, and after Shemitah. The debt exists. Oh, great. I have a malva. I can go ahead and seize the assets from Lova. Of course you can't seize the assets of Lova. There's an Isser of Loigos. And there's a mitzvah of a Zedvar Shemitah, Mishamet Anibach. There's a mitzvah to cancel the Chov, and there's an Isser to be Gove the Chov, but in principle, the Chov exists. In principle, the Chov exists. Wow. That's against the Mordechai, no? This halacha, for example, that at the end of Shemitah I cannot collect the loan. Where would I place that halacha? In Choshen Mishpat or in Yeridaya? No? The Mordechai writes, this is Hochos Choshen Mishpat. The loan is gone. The loan no longer exists. The Yireim writes, that's not true. The loan exists. It's just that there is an Isser. There is an Isser to be gove. This is Isser Veheter. This is not Choshen Mishpat. And the Yireim writes the following punchline. Imagine, for example, Shemitah passes, and you know what? This Malva comes into my house and seizes my assets. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take him to Bezdin. You know, so I look at my Rolodex. No? Which Bezdin? So you know what the Yireim writes? Don't go to the Bezdin of Choshen Mishpat. This is not a Choshen Mishpat Shaila. The loan exists. This is not a Choshen Mishpat Shaila. You have to go to the Bezdin, the Bezdin of Ksuvas Peivav, of Kfiel HaMitzvos. You have to go to the Bezdin that can force a person to put on tefillin, force a person to sit in sukkah, force a person to fulfill the mitzvah of Bezeh Shemar HaShemitah. Those are different batei dinim. You have a Choshen Mishpat Bezdin, and you have certain batei dinim that have koach hakfiyah. They can force a person to eat matzah and force a person to fulfill any mitzvah satorah. So force him to fulfill the mitzvah of Bezeh Shemar HaShemitah. Wow, that's pretty incredible. So you go to that Bezdin and you're like waiting in line. Why are you here? Oh, because this person's not putting on tefillin. And why are you here? Because this person is not fulfilling the mitzvah. V'zeh devar HaShemitah. This is not a Choshen Mishpat Shaila. You know what? And the Mordechai assumes absolutely not. The Mordechai assumes the debt is canceled. And if the Malva seizes the assets of the Lova, that's Mamash Gezel. And go to the Bezdin of Choshen Mishpat to get your money back. That's like a very heavy machlokas. No? Whoa. It's an important thing. You know, there are many mitzvahs that are like that. You know, tzedakah is a mitzvah, right? But maybe a theme for separate shir. Maybe tzedakah is more than a mitzvah. Maybe tzedakah is a shibud. It's a shibud of dinei mamonos. It's not just a mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah. It's a shibud. It's a shibud. Wow. Kfiyah and tzedakah. This person doesn't want to give tzedakah. The Gemara discusses, b'masr rav ches. He can force the person to give tzedakah. Is that kfiyah la mitzvahs? Or is that like paying taxes? No, you live here, there are certain expectations. You're a Jew, there are certain expectations. Your money is earmarked. Midin choshen mishpat. We can force you to go and do such a thing. No? A Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel. You know what the Gemara says? A woman gives birth. She has to bring certain karbanos, a chatas, an ola, no? A yoledes. You know what the Gemara says? Shibuda daraisa. It's not just a mitzvah for her to bring the karban, but there's a shibuda din mamonos for her to bring the karban. Wow. And if even Rachmana Litzlan, that you know what, that the woman, the Yoledes, dies, the Yorshim have to go ahead and bring the Karban Olah. No? Not because of the mitzvah. The mitzvah. A mace is not chayiv in mitzvahs. Because of the shibud. Shibud adaraisa. That's like stunning. There are certain things that you think are mitzvahs and they're shibudim. And there are certain things that maybe you think are shibudim and they're mitzvahs. Like, and you can have sometimes that there's a confluence, a shiluv. Well, so the Mordechai writes the following, that the Sofa Shemitah cancels the debt. That's clear. But you know what? Still, there's a mitzvah for the Malva to say, Meshamet Anibach. There still is a mitzvah to say, Meshamet Anibach. Wow, that's pretty heavy. And where do you see that this is true? Oh, so the Mordechai writes, Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel. Your animal gives birth for the first time. Guess what? You know, there's a Kedusha Sabachar. There's a Kedusha Sabachar. That's pretty unusual. That Kedusha is Mirechem. It's a Kedusha Mirechem. But the Gemara has a Din Daraisa. Mitzvah LaHakdisha. Mitzvah LaHakdisha. The Baal has to say, Harei Zabachar. That's the Mordechai's Mashal, no? That's so beautiful, no? That you can have something where the Kedusha is Mirechem, but the Torah calls upon you to say, Harei Zabachar. Harei Zabachar. That's like something which is pretty fascinating. It's not a contradiction to assume that there's an inherent, necessary, automatic Kedusha, but nonetheless, there's a mitzvah l'hakdisha. A mitzvah l'hakdisha. That's the example of Bechor. You know, we discussed Hatfasa, you know, the Rambam and Ravid. Rabbi Yaakov says you can be matfis off of a Bechor. You can be matfis off of a Devar HaNadr, but not a Devar HaAsa, right? We discussed that this week, no? What about Bechor? I say, Konam la'izek Bechor. Well, a Bechor has a Kedusha Mirechem, but there's a mitzvah l'hakdisha. Oh, so Rabbi Yaakov says, that's a good hatfasa. Even though the Kedusha is Mirechem, but there's a mitzvah l'hakdisha. It can be matfis off of the mitzvah l'hakdisha. It's not just something which is automatic. So then I would tell you, Pasha B'Shat, that's the Ramban. Undeniably. Now, Beit Zedaf Yud Zayin, Shabbos is Mekadshe V'Kayma, the Kedusha is fixed, the Kedusha is said. But you know what? The Torah calls upon us to make Kiddush. What exactly are you doing? The Ramban says, that's a Mekadesh. That's a mitzvah l'hakdisha. That's like Yovel. There's an element that we are Mekadesh the Shabbos. Wow. Because you can have a twofold Kedusha. A Kedusha which is true in its essence. And then you can have a Kedusha where Knesset Yisrael is called upon as a mitzvah l'hakdisha. So what I would tell you is, isn't that clear when it comes to Kedusha Saaretz? If you ask me that, what is the significance of Kedusha Saaretz? Is there an inherent Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael has? But that's obviously true. That's obviously true. No? The Torah tells us, Eini Hashem Lokechava. Eini Hashem Lokechava. That is true irrespective of Yerusha, the Yeshiva. No, there isn't that a Kedusha. The Torah tells us, Avraham Avinu was told, L'zarecha nasati yesaretz azaz. L'zarecha nasati yesaretz azaz. So those two terms are stunning. L'zarecha means zera, zera Avram. Right? The Rav mentioned that. Tosfos Yevamos Chafetz Beis. There are two differences, daraisa, between the term zera as opposed to ben. Zera as opposed to ben. Zera, Tosfos says, is something which is enduring. Spans the generations. Ben is one generation. Ben is even apostle. Zera is only zera kasha. Each one has a ribui and a miut. Each one has a ribui and a miut. But that's pretty stunning. There, Tosus is bothered when it comes to yibum uben eila. When it comes to a bas coin eating truma, she marries Yisrael, she can no longer eat truma, but you know, that's her husband dies. She can now go ahead and once again eat truma as long as zera eila. Zera eila. Oh, so that's where Tosus, what's the difference between ben eila when it comes to yibum and zera eila when it comes to achilas truma? So Tosus writes, the starting point is there are two differences daraisa between ben and zera. Zera is something which is enduring, ooh, but only zera kasher. Ben is a single generation, but even a ben who was pasul. Avram Avinu and Yitzchak, kivi Yitzchak yikala chazara. Yishmael beno. Ooh, Yishmael is the ben Avram, and Yitzchak is the zera Avram. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, Daphne and Testament days. When it comes to the mitzvah of Brismila is Lezaracha Acharecha. Lezaracha Acharecha. So Mefurish in Gemara. That means Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and all the descendants of Yaakov. That's the meaning of Zera. Not B'nai Esav, not B'nai Yishmael, because that is not Zera. That is not Zera. That is Ben, but not Zera. Not Zera. That's something which is pretty striking. That's very, very heavy. Take a look at that Rambam. right? In Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim. That's what the Rambam describes, that the concept of Zera Avram. And there is a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis. It's a magnificent Rambam. It's in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. It's on the Sugya Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Rambam writes, the Mishnah tells us like a very technical din in Hilchos Nedarim, but it's much more than Hilchos Nedarim. A person, for whatever strange reason, makes a neder, She'eni Nene is Zera Avram. So who's included in that neder? So you know what the Mishnah says? Jews. Non-Jews are not called Zera Avram. So if a person uses the phrase Zera Avram, it means Jews. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and all the descendants of Yaakov. It doesn't apply to Bnei Yishmael, it doesn't apply to Bnei Issa. So the Rambam, take a look, the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam Lamed Aleph writes, where do you see that that's true? Where do you see that that's true? So the Rambam writes like an unbelievable raya. Oh, the Torah tells us as part of Bris Ben Abasari, Ki ger yezaracha beres lolahem, vavadu ve'inos arama yoshana. That's what the Rambam writes. Didn't I say that in the Bris Ben Abasari? Right? That your zera is going to wander from place to place, your wanderer is going to suffer hundreds of years of persecution. And you know what the Rambam writes? V'lo niskayim ze ela bezera Yaakov. And who experienced this? Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael settled with ease, and we had to wander from place to place to place to place for hundreds of years. So that's the Raya Mochachas. That's the Raya Mochachas. I've often commented, you know, you look in the end of Parshas Chayisar and then of Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah spends so much time telling us all the settlements and encampments and cities and enclaves of Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael, and you kind of wonder, like, why is that so important? Why is that so important? No? If I were to ask you to name them, you probably wouldn't be able to name them. No? Like, why is that so? We just read through it so quickly, you know? Yeah, you know why it's so important? Because every settlement of Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Yisav is a Raya Muchachas, that they are not the Zera Avram. The Torah says that, you know what, that you're going to wander, and all of a sudden, place after place after place, these people settled. They successfully settled, and we wandered. Yeah, that's the Raya. That's the Raya. It's something which is, I think, very, very profound. You know, I once mentioned, you look in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. No? I think it's like, unbelievable to do it, no? Va'arbe Ezaro. No? Va'arbe Ezaro. Avraham Avinu was told, I'm going to give you abundant Zera. Ve'etino is Yitzchak. No? I'm going to give you abundant Zera, which is Yitzchak. Oh, but be Yitzchak for the Kol Yitzchak, right? Yitzchak, part yes, part no. Oh, ve'etain liYitzchak es Yaakov es Esav. Ooh, now Yitzchak had two. You know, who's the Zera? Who exactly is the Rabbi? Oh, ve'etain liYitzchak es Harseir. Well, Mufurish, no? Esav got Nachla right away. They didn't wander. V'Yaakov anav yarda Mitzrayim. No? It's like Mufurish, no? No? Like, that's like, whoa, you know, like, that's exactly what it says. So Avraham is promised Zera. And Avraham had Yitzchak, but Yitzchak has a couple of kids. And you know, who's the Zera? Who's not the Zera? Well, let's look and see what happened. Esav was given Harseir, Rachel so. And Yaakov, I'm going to Galus. Why is that? No, that's it. That's it. No, that's exactly the point. That's the Chiddush. So that's the concept of Lazarach HaNasati HaSaratz HaZoz. That's Lazarach. And then Yerushalmi writes, the beginning of Perek Beis of Chalav, Perek Beis of Chalav, Lazarach HaNasati, Nasati. Yerushalmi writes two just unbelievable words, Kvar Nasati, Kvar Nasati. The Pasuk here doesn't say Lazarach HaEtein, but rather Lazarach HaNasati. That means that it was already granted to Avraham Avinu. It was already granted to Avraham Avinu. That's like unusual. It doesn't just simply mean that Eretz Yisrael was promised to Avraham Avinu. It was granted Lazarach HaNasati, Kfar Nasati, Kfar Nasati. That, the Gemara writes, in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yates, guess what? That was the suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a suffix regarding Bnei Slocha. What was the suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu? And yes, that you know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu said they're entitled. What exactly was the suffix? Why wouldn't they be entitled? If there's no ben, it goes to the bas. Why wouldn't they be entitled? So you know what the Gemara writes? But Mufurish. You know what? Slavchad was a Bukhar. And Slavchor was entitled to Pishnaim of Nechsei Chefer. So the suffix that Moshe Ben had was the following. How much do the Slavchor receive? Do they receive one portion or two portions? Or what's the suffix? Because when Torah describes Yerusha Sabachor, right, the Torah writes, a person has Shtei Nashim, Ahuva, Snua, the Ben HaBachor, the Snia, Lo Yechal HaVaker, right? You have to give Pishnaim to the Chor, V'chol Asher Yimatzei Lo, ooh, Muchzak, not Royu. A Bachor only gets Pishnaim of concrete assets, not of any promissory note, not something which is Royu, only something which is Muchzak. If someone, for example, owes money to a person, he dies, so therefore, you know what? That's Royu, that's not Muchzak. If it's a liquid asset that the person has, the Bechor gets Pishnayim. A Bechor gets Pishnayim only on Muchzak. So guess what? That's the question. What about Yerusha Sa'aretz? Is that called Royu? Is that called Muchzak? If it was a promise that at some point in time you're going to get, that's called Royu. If it's a reality, that's called Muchzak. Guess what? That was the Maskana. No? Moshe Rabbeinu was told, they got Pishnayim. That's Eretz Yisro Muchzekesi. Muchzekesi. That's something which is important, no? The Rabban writes this in Brachos, you give me a Zion. Shetachzik b'matana me'achshav. Rabban was told, it's yours as of now. It's yours as of now. Lanchil d'zaracha. Not just simply, you know what, that Eretz Hashem, you know, everything will, much more than that. Much more than that. There's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara has such a stunning kasha. But Yisrael told, you're going to enter, it's Yisrael, and you're going to see, right, Asherah. So Vashrehen Tisrufu Ba'esh. Tisrufu Ba'esh. You have to destroy Asherah. You have to destroy the Asherah. You know what kasha the Gemara asks? It's so unbelievable, no? The Gemara's kasha is, why? Why is that true? Ein Adam Oser Dover Shino Shalom. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Ein Adam Oser Dover Shino Shalom. Eretz Yisrael is ours. And these Nochrim, what they used our things? Since when do we assume that, you know, you invite this person to your house, and guess what? This Meshugana starts bowing down to all your furniture. Not like... Okay, well, what do you do now? No, so everything has to be destroyed. We're going to say, what is Zardaf and Gimel? No, Ein Adam Osa Dover Sheino Shalom. You know what? Sometimes you need Das. I'll add another word. Das Bailim. Das Bailim. Certain things, it's like fascinating to know what and what. Certain things you can aser, and we don't apply the principle of Ein Adam Osa Dover Sheino Shalom. You know? Train rolls by and the shelf starts to shake and the meat falls into the milk. You know what? I'm not going to say Ein Adam Osa Dover Sheino Shalom. But you learn, let's say, the first sign of Baba Basra, like it's stunning. No? Kerem Shenifritza. No? In order to have this Rav Kilayim, there has to be Das Bailim. Das Bailim. Nisyashu Milagadra. That's so surprising, no? I would have said Kilayim is the reality of these plants growing together. No, it's not. No, there's a level of Das Bailim that's necessary. That's like, I would say that's probably surprising. No? We probably would have thought that Kalai's Rum is like Shatnez. It's like Basa B'cholov, that the reality of, no, certain things require Das. No? Yeah, you have a table, for example. You know what? Das Bailim can mean that this table is going to be a basis, the Davar Asa. No? So if you go ahead and you take your Muktzah Machmas Gufo and you put it on the table consciously, Maniach, not Shocheach, it's not just that the money is Muktzah, the table is a Basis Davar Asa. But that's because Adam Osa Davar Shalo, it's yours, no? Let's say for whatever strange reason, I know somebody comes and they take their money and they put it on my table. I didn't ask you to put it on my table. Guess what? That's like bowing down to my furniture. No. The money is Muktzah, but the table does not become designated as a busless Sedavar Hasr if it's not mine to designate. You know, if I tell you make yourself at home and help yourself and do whatever you want, and you set this aside for non-use for Shabbos, then yes. Oh, that's exactly what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Gimel. Rachmana Litzlan, no, in Bnei Yisrael, when they were Oved, the Egel Hazav, they granted license to the Nachrim in Eretz Yisrael also to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Whoa, so that's permission too. That's why Hashem Tisrael Baish. You know, one of the things we needed in Hanukkah was a new Mizbeach, Hanukkah HaMizbeach, because Ubaba Pritzim V'chihilu. The Pritzim came and they defiled our Mizbeach, and we had to create a new Mizbeach. Well, then we sing that. Chanukah HaMizbeach. No? You know what the Balamor writes? And that's singing about Azara. You know what the Pritzim were? Pritzei Yisrael. Pritzei Yisrael. The Jews did that. No? The Misyavnim. Meaning that it's our Mizbeach. So what do you mean? A guy can destroy the Mizbeach. But the Balamor writes, a guy can go ahead and affect the Kedusha HaMizbeach. What about Eren Moshe Roshen Yerushalayim? The answer of the Gemara of all Pritzim Chulu, the Balaam writes, is Pritzei Yisrael. That's like, woo, you know? Imagine. Now, that was the Eser of Hanukkah, not the Yevanim. The Yevanim were the catalyst, but it was the Misyavnim, the Jewish participation. No, that's what the Balaam writes. That's something which is unusual. So one thing that you see from these sugyas, now, but Azara and Dafnun Gimel, Babasra Kufyates, Eretz Yisrael Mochzekesi, Lazara Chonasati, that's even without us doing anything at all, and anything at all. And Hashem Elokechaba, Eretz Yisrael Mochzekesi. Oh, but is that it? You know, in that sense, I would say that the Kedusha Sa'aretz is similar to Mekad Shevakaima, like Shabbos, you know? You're not Mekadesh the Shabbos. It will become Shabbos. But, what about when it comes to typical mitzvah satzlo yisbaretz? We entered Eretz Yisrael. So now we have to observe them. No. There was another delay, no? 14 years of Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Yerusha v'Yeshiva. In other words, Kibush and Chiluk, Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and that means properly settling in Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha v'Yeshiva, Kibush v'Chiluk. That is when the mitzvah Satzlius Varetz began. Well, that's when, you know, we start counting for Shemitah. So that's a little bit unusual. Now, you know what you see? That the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Al Yedei Yerusha v'Yeshiva. I think it's clear, but if you want, like, take a look at the Reb Chaim, right? Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. Reb Chaim writes, Iker Kedusha Sa'aretz Havya Al Yedei Yerusha V'Yeshiva. You know what? The presence of Bnei Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha V'Yeshiva, is part of the Mekadesh. It's not just now that we're there, so we have to observe certain mitzvahs, no? You get off the plane, and all of a sudden they tell you, oh, no, be careful about Trumos and Maestros. No, the Bnei Yisrael are Mekadesh Laretz, and not until then. Yerusha v'Yeshiva is absolutely necessary. That's that Ramban when it comes to Negebatim. Now that it's not really in Eretz Yisrael, but it's La'achar Yerusha v'Yeshiva. When you have a certain level of Kedusha Saretz, now you know what? The bar is raised, and now there's certain consequences. So that's something I think which is stunning, no? Just like I would use that model of Shemitas Ksafim, right? Of, yes, the Mordechai writes necessarily, but nonetheless, a mitzvah, the Zedvar Shemitah, or just like the Ram Dav Yud Gimel, the Kedusha Sabachor, but a mitzvah lahagdisha, there are two different moving parts to Kedusha Saretz. The inherent Kedusha, in Hashem Elokechaba, and the Kedusha which comes Al Yedei Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And they're not all the same. There's certain dinim that require Yerusha v'Yeshiva, and certain dinim that not. After all, the original Eini Hashem Elokechaba was a much broader boundary of Eretz Yisrael than Kedusha Saris of the time of Ezra. There are many areas that Ezra did not conquer, was not Mekadesh. So, a shame Eretz Yisrael in the broadest sense it will have, but not necessarily the full Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So you have to know, these mitzvahs, these hagdaros, does that depend on A? Does it depend on B? When we did that Tosfos and Daf Gimel, remember? We discussed at length. The Rambam writes, Param Dover Shel Tzibur, it is dependent on the broadest definitions of Eretz Yisrael. The Menachas Sinach, the Mitzvah Kuvchav, writes, that was only true then, but it's not true B'zman Hazeh, because that Kedusha was Paka, and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Machmed Zezra, so now it's much smaller boundaries. Bashev Shat, no, that's not true. That's not true. When it comes to Mitzvah Satliyas Baretz, that's true. Ezra. But when it comes to the broadest Hagdar of Eretz Yisrael, of the Eni Hashem Elokecha Ba, when it comes to Tzibur, Pandur Shel Tzibur, that's not based on Kibush Ezra. That's based on the broadest definitions of. And this I would suggest is the answer, right, to Tosfos' discussion, Kedushin Daf Mem Testament Beis. The Gemara Daf Mem Testament Beis discusses the following. Unclear. When do you require Mishpatei Hatnayim? No? Rabbi Meir, for example, says that if you want to make a Tanai, something conditional, you know what? There's so many dinim. For example, you have to have a Tanai Kafel. You have to say, if, then, if not, then not. Okay. Tosfos is bothered by the following. You know what? This doesn't seem to always be the case. And Tosfos really ends up that there are three different Gedarim. Sometimes you need a Tanai Kafel. Sometimes all you need is expression. You don't need a Tanai Kafel, you have to say it. And sometimes you don't even have to say anything at all. It's assumed. No? Rabbi Meir requires a Tanai Kafel. Okay, I understand. So Tosfos is bothered. That's seeking. Kedushin Daf Mem Tes. Hahu Dezava Nichsei, a died to the Mesek Lared Yisrael. The person is planning to make Aliyah. And he sells his house. All of a sudden, all his plans go crash through. Huh? So he turns to the buyer and he says, the whole thing was a Mekaktos. He only sold his home in order to make Aliyah, and the plans never came to fruition. So you know what the Gemara says? Dvarim Shebalei Veino Dvarim. Did you ever say such a thing? So Tosfos is bothered. What do you mean Dvarim Shebalei Veino Dvarim? You need a Tanai Kafel. The impression you get from the Gemara is, why didn't you say so? Why didn't you simply say that, you know what, I'm selling you my home because my plan is to make Aliyah? No, that's not good enough. You have to say, if, then, and if not, then not. And if you don't say if, then, and not, then the Tanai is bottle, and the Maisa is Kayam. Oh, so Tosfos says that, you see, there's some cases you don't require a Tanai Kafel. Wow. And then Tosfos goes to the Gemara, Nevim Baba Basra. Tragically, no. Let's say a couple lost their child. They presumed the child was no longer alive. They didn't have any children. So they started giving away their assets. Lo and behold, the child was alive. The Gemara Basra says the whole thing was a tos. So their Tosa says that's even more than that, no? There was no Tanai Kafel. There wasn't even an expression. Yeah, there was an umdana, a presumption, that if the person really would have had children, he wouldn't have given everything away. So that's what Tosfos discusses. When do you assume Dvarim Shebalev are good enough? And when do you assume Dvarim Shebalev in and Dvarim, but you need some Dibur Peh? And when do you assume that even Dibur Peh is not good enough? You need a Tanai Kafel. That's Tosfos' din. Take a look. Baram Tosfos, Kedushin Daf Mem Tesla Beis. In the course of that discussion, Tosfos quotes the sheet of the Gaonim that maybe you only need a Tanai Kafel when it comes to Isser V'Heter. And you don't need a Tanai Kafel when it comes to cases of Dinim Amos. When I go ahead and I purchase a house, or even if I go ahead and I amakne to you my Lulav and Esrog, that's Dinim Amos, you don't need a Tanai Kafel. That's why the Gemara says, you know what, you need a Lulav and Esrog the first days of Sukkot. But I want to make sure I'm going to get it back, no? So you know what? It's yours. You know what the language of the Gemara is? Amanas shetachzer yuli. As long as you give it back to me. Matanas lachzer. But Tosfos screams, that's not good enough. You have to say, and if not, then not. And if you don't give it back to me, it was never yours. And if you don't have a Tanai Kafel, the Tanai is batel. You know what Tanai batel means? It's his. And he doesn't have to give it back. But that's wrong. Oh, so Tosu says, you know what the Gaonim assumed? That when it comes to Dinim Amanos, you don't need a Tanai Kafel. You only need a Tanai Kafel when it comes to Gittin, Kedushin, Isser Veheter, but not when it comes to Dinim Amanos. Not when it comes to Dinim Amanos. So Tosu is so bothered. How in the world can you suggest such a thing? That Tanai Kafel is only necessary when it comes to Isurim and not when it comes to Mamon, when the whole source of Tanai Kafel is B'nai God and B'nai Ruvin. That's the whole source. Division of land. Division of land. That's Tosus' discussion. So, Enoch Inami, if you look at the Rashbam, Babasra Kuflam and Zayin, you know what the Rashbam writes? This Shita that Tosus quotes with the Gonim is not really a Shita. It's not a Shita. It's a Pshara. It's a Pshara. Rav Meir always requires a Tanai Kafel. The Chachamim never require a Tanai Kafel. But you know what? You're going to the store, right, and you're buying a loaf of bread, you know what? You don't have to go out of your way to be machmir for the Shita Rav Meir. You're getting married, you're getting divorced, like monumental, like earth-shattering decisions. You want your get to be a machlokes tanaim. You want the marriage to be machlokes tanaim. So when it comes to gittin in kedushin, the Gaonim said we should be chayish for the Shita Rav Meir. And you don't have to be chayish the Shita Rav Meir when you go ahead and buy something in the store. It's not that there's an inherent difference between Isser Veter as opposed to Mamon. It's a pshara lahalacha. It's for Dvam Ha'om Dimarul Shalom. Gittin, Kedushin, Davening, right? Those things, like, you know, you have to really take seriously. So there, you have to be lachumra. You know, when the Rambam quotes this Shita of the Gaonim, Pergimel Chosechia, the Rambam quotes this as a Shita, not just, you know, as a pshara. Not just as a pshara. A Shita. So what Shita? How does that make sense? So I think that's Poshub Shat. No? You know, you look through the Sugya Sashas, and you see the Dinim Amanos doesn't require it. It's an Aikafel. Amanasha Tach Srahili. No? Kedush Nefem Tes. You don't need a Aikafel. But you look through the Sugyas and Gittin Kedush, you need a Aikafel. You know what you see from there? That was Chazal's Masorah. That, yeah, Tanai Kafel is only necessary for Isser Veter, not for, do you know? Yeah, but the source is B'nai Gara. Yeah, no, the source is Yerusha Sa'aretz. And Yerusha Sa'aretz has different moving parts. On one element, Yerusha Sa'aretz is Dinim Amanos. Who gets what? That certainly is true. You know, I'll tell you, in America, it is only Dinim Amanos. No? It's only Dinim Amanos. Yerusha v'yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. That's part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. The Mizbeach has to be the Chelkel Shel Binyamin. No? Other parts of the Mikdash Hashem, Chelkel Shel Yehuda. That's not Dinim Amanos. And there's a Chaluka as part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Chiddush of the Gaonim, that we derive Mishpatei Yatzayim from Yerusha Sa'aretz, but not from the Din Mamon Sheyeshbo, from the Din Isser Yeshbo, the Kedusha. And that's something which is absolutely critical. So if I'm going to expand this Lalacha, you know what I'm going to say? Any areas similar to the Kedusha Sa'aretz, Kedushin, Gerushin, Isser Veheter, Arayos, Kedusha, that's Yinitzai Kafel. But not in straight cases of Dinim Amanos. It wasn't the Mamon of Yerusha Sa'aretz. And there's a beautiful comment in Shita Kovetzes, right? In the name of the Ravid, but take a look at it. The Remassable Eretz Yisrael, where there, the Ravid points out the following. If I ask you, how was Eretz Yisrael divided? You know what the answer is? Ooh, the Torah mentions two different methods of division. One is Urim V'Tumim, and the other is Goro. No? Yeah, that's what the Ravid writes. That's pretty incredible, no? That there are two dinim in Chalukas Aretz. One is, in terms of the Kedusha, this is Sheheter Sheva, and the other is in terms of a monetary division. Why do you think you need Urim V'Tumim? No, for monetary division? No, you have a partnership with someone. You're going to wait for the Urim V'Tumim to tell you, you take this, I take that. Certainly not. That's not the business of the Urim V'Tumim. No. You're talking about as a Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Then yes, that's Urim V'Tumim. And the further division individually, that was done Al Yedei Goro. So you have two methods in the Torah division, with point to the two dinim. That's a chiddush that Shin Kubetz Es writes. That's something which is quite important. Now, to be able to recognize that, you know, what the Ramban writes, Eretz Yisrael means, and the different gedarim of Kedusha Sa'aretz, part of it is Kriva Kaima, part of his Aydei Knesses Yisrael, and aside from any aspect of the Mamon Shabbat, when it comes to Chalukah, but Knesses Yisrael is part of the Mekadesh. That's something which is striking. That's something that, discussion shouldn't be a hollow discussion. No? It should be a discussion of recognizing Hashkachas Hashem. Hallow is in a very, very important detail, you know, about to what extent can you be koveya, halal, ledoros, when a person experiences Yeshua. B'shas haneis, many makoros. Now, that's the language of the Shultas. The idne d'israche shnisa l'yisrael, at the time of an ace, at the time of the nace. To what extent, chazawar koveya and Chanukah, right, as like a yantiv to Rabbanan, that certainly is true. That's a very technical discussion that, does that continue? But forget about that issue. No, fasting issue. But the notion of a recognition of Hashkachas Hashem, that's something which is critically, critically important. I'll just tell you, take a look at the Rambam. I pointed out in the past, now a stunning contrast between the very beginning of Hilchos Megillah and the very beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. No? The Rambam puts them together. Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah. No? The first two parakim is Megillah, 3 and 4 is Chanukah. You already get a sense from language of the Rambam. Megillah and Chanukah. No? That already is a good hint. No? It's not Hilchos Purim and Chanukah, and it's not Hilchos Megillah and Hadlakas Haneros. It's Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah. No? The Rambam apparently understood that, you know what, that there is a difference. You know what, when the Rambam begins Hilchos Megillah, guess what? You know, you don't have to read very much to know that there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, no? How does Hilchos Megillah begin? Right? HaMegillah Nikris, no? That's when the Rambam begins, no? Okay, I got you, no? Like, Megillah. How does Hilchos Chanukah begin? You know what? You like read in the Rambam, there's no mention of Hadlakas HaNeiros. The first thing the Rambam has to tell you is what Chanukah represents. No? All the Dine Halel the Rambam places in that Perek. Right? The first discussion, that's Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. That's all the Dine Halel. No? Halan Yantiv. Wow. Halan Chanukah. Halan Rosh Chodesh. Like all of that is there. Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. There you may Halel V'Hodah. So, and then the Rambam writes, you know, toward the end of Halacha Gimel, you know what? Okay, and part of the halal, the hodah, of course, is, you know, that we light the menorah. You know, but the focus is clear in the Rambam, no? That this is yimei halal the hodah. And what are you thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? So the Rambam writes, to realize it was an unusual esara. It was an incredible Yeshua. And the Rambam adds, v'chazra malchus liyisrael, yosrim ha'asayim shana. And for hundreds of years, until the Churban HaBayis, we had a Malchus of Yisrael. A Malchus of Yisrael. So the Rambam writes, that's the Yimei Halavoda. So I remember hearing from Aaron Soloveitchik that, you know what, that the Malchus for hundreds of years, until Churban HaBayis, that wasn't exactly a squeaky clean Torah Malchus. No? You know, all the things that you hear about, no? About the Malchus, and about the Kohuna being bought, and all of that, you know, that was like the Malchus of much of that particular time. You know, it was not like this idyllic Malchus that we would say, you know, that's the ideal vision of a Torah society. You know, that's clear, that's a fact, no? The Malchus post-Chashmonaim until the Churban HaBayis was not at all a Malchus that we would say, you know what, this is a stunning example of Malchus de Yisrael. But you know what the answer is? Nonetheless, no. Could the Malchus have been much, much better? Absolutely, absolutely. Could it have been, no, Kederach HaTorah? Absolutely. But, like, no value to Malchus Yisrael? no value. The Rambam writes, that's Hanukkah. Chazru Malchus Yisrael Yosem Asayim Shana. No? Even though the Malchus was far, 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 far from what we would envision as being some that represents the ideal, the pristine, the idyllic Torah's vision of Malchus, that Joshua Saran and Joshua Yir Aleph, no? It speaks about the role of the Navi and the role of the Kohen and the role of the Shevet and the role of the Dayan, you know, like everything coming together. You know what? Like, that wasn't true of that time. But nonetheless, right, the Shevach V'Hodah indeed is necessary. So that's important, like, to be mindful, not to you know, forget the things that we typically take for granted. And that's not unusual that when you have something that you don't always appreciate it. When it's taken from you, all of a sudden it creates an enormous void. We discussed that about the Metzorah. No? If you don't value the Tzibur, but a Yeshev, you know? If when it comes to Tisha B'Av, no? That Lahayoskim B'Torah Lishma, Lahayadiris Torah Chashum Enehem. So imagine like a day without the free reign of Esek B'Torah. Creates voids that, you know, and we don't experience that void. How to experience a certain sense of a loss. But nonetheless, it behooves us with a certain sense of Hakaras HaTov for what we have, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, you know, not a pristine Malchus, you know, like, but nonetheless, you know, that, you know, a Malchus that one has to recognize is Hashkachas Hashem, and to be able to build on that, to become closer to establishing the most appropriate Malchus, which is one with invested in Hashras Hashem. So take a look at Salim Ramakomas. I think this has nothing to do with politics. No, this is all Makaros. No, this is it's hard to, you know, to, I don't know what another tzad would be. You know, like these are just Makaros that I think are absolutely, absolutely clear. But it frames one's mindset to be able to fully appreciate the Hashgachas Hashem and to cherish, you know, the wonderful bracha.